السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه أما بعد. The moment of the truth. The moment of the truth. It will be a misery, sadness, a loss to some, happiness, elevation, dignity to some. What is the moment of the truth? The moment of death. The moment of death. The moment of the truth. And at this moment, nobody can help you except Allah. Nobody can save you except Allah. Nobody can make it easy for you except Allah. Son, daughter, husband, wife, brother, sister, anyone, it doesn't matter. Nobody can take the pain from you. Nobody can delay it. Nobody can speed it. And nobody can benefit you except Allah and your ikhlas and good deed. Similar, illness. A moment of the truth. Nobody can feel your pain. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can share it with you. Do yourself a favor. All quote-unquote love in this life, if it's not for Allah, is fake. Is fake. Is fake. And the more we come to the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shake our heart, and a lot of people will flip. A lot of people will flip. A lot of people will flip. Just because of ego, arrogance, stubbornness, blindness, genetic, habit. If any one of this above Iman and the value of the relationship, it will not last. It will not last. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in Quran, He will shake us. He will shake us. He will trial us. And what he said, to check who is the truthfulness, who is the liar. Imagine the language. Go check it by yourself. Go check it by yourself. That's why the moment of the truth is coming. Look at the fire, hurricane, earthquake, major flood. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will snatch dunya away from us. And when the dunya snatched from us, the truth in what we have in our chest will show up. Is the loyalty to Allah or loyalty to a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife or a car? Our business, loyalty, love, value, belonging, and all this, if it belongs to dunya, you will feel misery, sad, lost, disgraced, because it will not benefit you. And only if you have the love of Allah, the value of the relationship with Allah and other for Allah, anything to do with Allah will benefit you. And anything is not value and love and relationship is not for Allah, you will never benefit. Never. Allah will torture you with whom you love. Remember that. I say it loud and clear. Allah will torture you with whom you love, dunya and akhirah. And if you don't believe me, read verse 165 Al-Baqarah, verse 23-24 Al-Tawbah. And I have plenty of other verses later on I can share with you. But I will tell you, you will be a loser. You will be a loser if you didn't clean up your heart quick and check your loyalty, your devotion, your love, your niyyah, your relationship for whom? For whom? Which one is higher? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The moment of the truth is coming. The moment of the truth is coming. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.